what should we be doing today? This is what we should be doing today, right now. This is how we should be preparing our hearts. This is how Yah is speaking to me. This is how he's talking to the leadership, the true leadership of our people. Yah saying in the book of Zephaniah, the second chapter, the first verse, saying that we're going to have to come together. We're going to have a famine through the land. We're going to have unemployment like it was never. See, the people don't know what they're going to get into. We've been teaching them for years. And they thinking every day they're going to come out of it. They have no idea what stands around the corner. If they did, they would be shaking in their feet right now. But you don't have no need to shake. You don't have no need to rattle. Because Yahweh is your king. The one that calls the beginning from the ending is the one that you have developed a relationship with. You have developed a covenant with. And Yah is speaking to your heart. And he said, gather yourselves together. What does that mean? We got to unite. Some of us will be laid off. And we got to band together as a small family, and then go to an extended family, to other cities and other countries. We got to keep growing, but we got to start coming together. And charity begins at home and spread abroad. I can't tell the people around the country that we need to gather ourselves together, and the congregation of Israel here in Cincinnati are not coming together as a family that you are. Gather yourselves together, O nation not desired,
for the fierce anger of Yah come upon you.
Because you want someone else other than
you. Have chosen someone else other than
because you don't trust in him after he told you, after he let it be known unto you that he's the one that rules in the kingdom of men and giveth it to into whomsoever hand he will. And he's the one that set up one king and bring it down another. And he's the one that gives the kingdoms to whomsoever he will. Look what it did to David. It didn't trust them, but it started never in Israel. They're trying to undermine his authority. How about you trying to set up your own king?